This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And that includes our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail center drivers, including Felix and the crew, as well as all of our suicide jockeys out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captains America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, we start this hour with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to say it, and you can say it along with me if you'd like. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. All right, now, for those of you in the Tampa market, where I'm heard on my flagship station, we have a traffic report to give you. Right now, the Courtney Campbell Causeway is closed in both directions and will be for a while. Right over here by the beaches, just west of where I'm at, the airport. So find an alternate route. And there's not a big traffic jam there yet, but there will be as we approach rush hour. So the Courtney Campbell Bridge is closed right there where the high-rise hotels and all that come in, where the boats are. So you need to find an alternate route. You can't go west. You can't go east. If it changes, I'll let you know. All right, well, the big news, especially for the folks in New York City and having first-hand knowledge of many of these areas up there in Brooklyn, the subway attack, the NYPD has identified a person of interest in the Brooklyn subway attack. His name is Frank James, 62. Apparently, he's got a history. He does not like the mayor. He does not like the politicians, that sort of thing. And yesterday, apparently, I don't know if that's all who he shot, but 10 people were shot. Some 29 people were injured, not because they were shot, but because they fell down and they got hurt and they scraped themselves or they, you know, whatever the situation was there. But 10 people were shot, 5 are in the hospital, 5 are critical as we speak. And the NYPD has got an all points bulletin out for this individual looking for him as a person of interest, Frank James. Now, they did find his credit card. They did find information leading them to the van, the U-Haul van that was discovered. They also found some incendiary devices where he could have perhaps made a Molotov cocktail or whatever with fireworks and gasoline. And They also found that he had used a, I believe it was a 20-shot magazine that he had in his pistol that he fired two magazines out of until the weapon jammed, and then that's when he stopped shooting. Had the weapon not jammed, I'm sure there would have been a lot more people hurt or maybe even killed. Now, New York was a busy place yesterday because the lieutenant governor of New York, Brian Benjamin, was charged with bribery and fraud through a federal corruption investigation, and he resigned immediately thereafter as a lieutenant governor. Now, I don't know what's going to happen next in New York. I can tell you that former Governor Andrew Cuomo is rumored to be wanting to run for governor, perhaps as an independent. I don't know who's next one up on the list to be the lieutenant governor, but it would be one of the Democrats in leadership. Not sure who that would be. State Senate or the Assembly or maybe the party. But I'm sure that they'll get somebody in there as soon as they can. Although I think this time, folks, you better vet them a little better. Oh, gee whiz. Oh, my goodness. Only in New York, right? And, of course, the big story also from yesterday was the Consumer Price Index, which went up 8.5, is up to 8.5%. Data was released on Tuesday. Information that I've got here in front of me. It's not over surprising. I told you I thought it was going to go to 10%. Chris Markowski had a reason to believe it was going to go higher than that. If you were listening a few minutes ago, you heard him say that. But it was also revealed that energy prices are up 32% for the last 12 months. However, I think that's low if you just do the math. If you just do the math. We're over $4 a gallon in many places. Now, I'm lucky because where I live, the prices, we got a little fuel war going on. The prices are $3.85 and $3.89 a gallon at a couple of new stations that came in over by me. And thank goodness for small favors in that respect, because it was well over $4 a gallon for quite a while. All righty, good morning, George. I didn't see you, but I do now. And good morning, Jeff. I hope you guys are all doing good there. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. The hat trick with Patrick. Yep. And we'll get to him right after I tell you that this portion of the program happens to be brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, of course, up there, Crystal River. Also in Newport Richey, the flagship store. Stop by and see Sean there, by the way. And if you tell him the captain sent you and you buy a vehicle, $500. $500 comes off the vehicle right there if you just tell him the captain sent you when you go see Sean at Newport Richey. Now, Nissan and Acura, of course, on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And got a report on the store in Brooksville. It looks like as if that's about 2 months or so away from being finished. So it's not as moving along as quickly as what we thought, but then again, it is what it is. But a couple of months or so, and they'll be open in Brooksville on State Route 50, just west of the Veterans Expressway. Now, you can check them out online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you up there in Newport Richey. Go see Sean, tell him, and there's a $500 discount off the car you're looking at. All right, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And let's go to the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. And I had some playoff basketball games yesterday for people to get into playoff series. So bring that up first. The Nets will play against the Celtics with the win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ironic, that being LeBron James's old team. So share that with the audience.
LeBron who?
Good one, Captain.
LeBron who?
There we go.
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody paying any more attention to him at all.
Yeah, they're just tired of it. You know, they want to see him play basketball, not his worldly opinions.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of athletes better start realizing that. You're going to start losing. But speaking of entertainment, you know, Walt Disney World, you know. You keep playing that woke and you're going to go broke. So maybe that'll wake some people up here.
Well, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, and then and these teams better realize, you know, when we spoke before the break here, Captain, you and I, that a lot of money now, cost of living is going up. It's going to be very tough for a lot of people to go to these sporting events. And it never used to be that way, and it shouldn't be that way. With all this TV money these professional teams are getting, why not make it easier on your fans to attend, you know, a game or two live? I don't understand it.
Okay, let me tell you what I told you during the break. I'm going to tell the audience. Back a few years ago, when the Tampa Bay Rays were the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, they hadn't changed their name over yet, they had free parking. And believe it or not, free parking made all the difference as to whether or not a family of three or four or five would show up versus not going at all because they didn't have to pay that extra money.
Yeah, I mean, $20 to park. I mean, come on, you're coming to see the game anyway. That'd be like paying when we go to the mall, Captain. You have to pay to park, go into the mall. I mean, some things have really gotten out of whack, and we're better than that as a country. We need to get back to common sense on everything. I'm sure it'd be a lot better. Speaking about common sense, Cam Newton, you know, making sexist comments.
There's another one. There's another one.
You know, what are these guys thinking, Captain?
They aren't. They're on their own little island. They think they're invincible. They really do. And then they go boo-hoo, wah-wah when they get nailed, and they say, hey, listen, we don't want you anymore.
Yes, and, you know, the Washington Commanders now, their new name, Congress is really going to start checking into them about all the things they were doing. There's been a lot of shenanigans going on in the NFL. We spoke Monday about lawsuits now from teams cheating.
Yep.
You know, if they would start doing things to put a serious ramifications on these professional teams, these things wouldn't happen again. I don't understand why they won't do it, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's like, if I'm only going to charge you $5 to speed, Captain, guess what? Chances are there's going to be a lot of people speeding. I make it $250 and put some points on your license, you might think twice about doing that. But we don't do that with our professional sports. I don't understand that. That's something I think definitely needs to be addressed. I don't know if Congress needs to get involved in that. I think you can mandate that yourself from just a competitive standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts about this, Captain? You know, a lot of star players don't show up for the voluntary off-season programs in football. Is that acceptable? Is it maybe after you've played 5 years in the league that you really don't need to be there? What's your take on that?
Well, I think you should show up for the sake of being a team member. Whether or not you participate or not is a different situation. The rookies would need that more than the veterans. So I would think you should be there, but whether or not you participate or not is a different story.
Yep, there you go. No, I like that answer. You know, it's hard to treat everybody equally, Captain, but you can treat everybody fairly. And whatever that can be, mm-hmm. would be, you know, dictated about how things pan out. You know, the Gibbs racing crew for the pit road contact with the car, they got fined $15,000 for that. Is that enough? Is that going to stop somebody from doing that if it's going to help you win?
No.
See, these are the things, yeah. Well, I don't get it. I really don't. I wish someone could explain it to me. But I guess that's just what they see as fit. You know, I'm seeing players for making a hit in football get fined more if you cheat.
Yeah.
I wish I could. That doesn't make sense to me. You know, you're playing the game hard. It's hard to stop sometimes. You don't need to hit somebody, you know, up high, and it just happens. They bend down, you bend low, things happen. So I think everything should have a little bit more of a commonality to penalty fitting the crime.
There was a female fan that ran out onto the field somewhere in baseball. I think it was baseball. It might have been soccer now that I think about it. And the security people went chasing after her, and one guy came out of nowhere and pile-drived her into the artificial turf. And I mean pile-drived her.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's been some incidences in sports with people going on the field and bad things happening. So male or female, you know, you got to be careful and protect the participants. I get it. I get it. You know, I just... People know you're not supposed to do that, so why do you do it? You know, it was cute, Captain. You'll remember this back in the day when that young lady would run onto the baseball field and kiss the face.
Oh, the kissing bandit. That was a kissing bandit, yeah.
Yeah, it was cute back then. That's before bad things happened, you know, with people running on the field. So,
I think her name was Morgana.
Yes, yes, Captain, exactly. So... Yeah, and it's sad how sometimes a fun thing can turn into a ugly thing. And it's just the way things transpire, to say the least. But it should be interesting, Captain. I know I'll be back on the air Friday with you, but let's all have a good Friday and Easter Sunday.
Well, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Yeah. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. I can help out anybody with any insurance or veterans benefits. I help out people every day, man. I can tell you, save money on their insurance, put money back on their Social Security check from benefits from Medicare, and save you on insurances and find ways to structure what you have in a better way. Design programs that are best for you. Things are changing every day in the insurance world. Take advantage of somebody who's been in it for 30 years who can help you design what's best for you and go over everything with you. Give me a call, 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. God bless you, Captain. Talk to you Friday morning, sir.
All right, take care. That's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And don't forget, you can go to his Facebook page for the show, The Sports Zone, and see a picture of him and find out what he's all about. And he's also got a personal page over there on Facebook, Patrick Hyland, just the way it sounds, like the Highland Games. So check him out. And he is my agent of record when it comes to my health insurance and my you name it, it does it plan. So he's a good guy, and you can take his word for what he says. So always like Patrick, and Patrick is on the ball. He stays abreast of what's going on, and he gives you the shirt off his back if you need it. Okay, folks, I'm coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want real radio, you've come to the right place. A lot of imitators at night. Real radio right here, right now. I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, at Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In an attempt to save voiceless lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed a bill that makes it illegal to perform abortions in the state except in medical emergencies. Penalties up to $100,000 in fines and 10 years in prison is the consequence. Opponents are calling it a push towards white supremacy. Talcott Camp from the National Abortion Federation on Reuters.com.
I think it is part and parcel of sort of, retrograde push back toward white supremacy.
Tuesday shooting in the subway in New York City has more details. At least 23 people were injured, including 10 who were shot. The shooter fired his gun at least 33 times before it jammed. 62-year-old Frank James is wanted for questioning as the U-Haul van he rented is believed to be the getaway vehicle. It was found in Brooklyn hours after the shooting. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce, overnight from 2 to 6 on AM 8.
All righty, and don't forget, folks, that police officer, that was the night that we had that shooting up there in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Wendy's, in the Wendy's parking lot, and he was a sergeant. He called in and told us what he thought about the situation, and we appreciated him very much, and we appreciate all of our police officers out there. Now, a little bit more information on the Courtney Campbell for you folks here in Tampa. Want to go across the Courtney Campbell Causeway? It is shut down. Don't do it. You're going to get turned around. If you come all the way over from Clearwater and get all the way to the boat ramp over here, you're going to get turned around. You're going to have to go all the way back where you came from and use the Midway Bridge to get over to Roosevelt and come over that way up to Howard Franklin 275. So don't get on the Courtney Campbell. Yeah, it's shut down. Two people were killed, three people apparently injured, two of them seriously. Don't know about the fifth one, but two people have been killed in that wreck, so that'll be shut down there for a while. All right, now, I want to remind everybody first, before I go on to my next item here, that coming up Saturday in Sarasota, this will be the Freedom Rally for Our Rights, Minnesota number 3. It's the third time we've done this down there. A pro-Second Amendment demonstration in March about your First Amendment rights and about your Second Amendment rights. Now, it's going to be at Robarts Arena in the parking lot. Not indoors, but in the parking lot. It's going to be a beautiful day. Beautiful day. So we're going to be outside. And why not? It's Florida. Now, you can park in the parking lot over there, the Fruitville side and Ringling, right in between there, the paved parking lot. You can park right there, and we'll be over probably, as I understand it, over in the grassy part, so we won't be standing out on the hot concrete while all this is going on. Now, I would suggest Saturday, bring the kids, bring your flags, bring your patriotic signs, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's how long we'll be doing this. I'm the master of ceremonies. I'll be up on stage, so look forward to seeing as many of you as I can and shaking your hand or saying howdy, howdy, or whatever. But Saturday, Robarts Arena, the pro-Second Amendment demonstration in March with the Freedom Rally for Our Rights, Minnesota, number three, the third time we've done this. And it's going to be a good event. We've had a lot of fun at these events when we've had them before. And please remember, no open carry. You cannot open carry at this event. And whatever you want to put on your sign, make sure it's patriotic, something to do with your First Amendment rights and or your Second Amendment rights. We're going to just have a really, 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 really good time. Looking forward to it. Some of the people that will be there that I know about, James Shaw, Lee Williams, County Supervisor, Manatee County, James Satcher, candidate for Congress, Martin Hyde, Phil Dan, a local personality there, Christian Ziegler, the number two man in the Republican Party in Florida, will be there, Jason Bearden, running for office as well, and of course, as I said, I'll be there as the MC, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We always have a lot of fun at these events. We make them into a really good time, and we have a lot of fun, so if you can make it, Saturday, April 16th, Sarasota, Florida, Robarts Arena. It doesn't matter where you come from. You're all invited. Y'all are invited. How's that? Y'all are invited. Got that all down, right? Okay. Now, back to this inflation story. It's unbelievable that the government says, well, it's You're in the last 12 months, your gasoline only went up 32%. What the hell are they looking at? They can't even do math. No wonder we're in trouble. They can't even do math. If the price a gallon was, or price per gallon was, $2.50 back in January, or somewhere around that line, and now it's $4, that's $1.50. That's a minimum 50% increase plus. Just doing the math the way that I would think it would be figured. By the way, some low lights are what's going on right now. Ground beef up 13.8%. Steaks up 16.4%. Bacon up 18.2%. I think that's low. Pork chops up 13.8%. Chicken up 13.4%. Fresh fish up 11.3%. Fresh whole milk up 14.5%. Coffee up 11.2%. It goes on, and I'll continue. Fresh fruit up 10.1%. Lettuce up 12%. Soups up 10.3%. Baby food up 10.8%. Breakfast cereal up 8.2%. Biscuits and muffins up 10.8%. Lunch meats up 12.7%. And the cost of shelter is also up 5% from 12 months ago, which is the quickest clip in over 30 years. And I think every number I read you is low. I believe every number I just read you is low based on what I have seen with the prices. All right, I'm going to go to the telephone line. I got our buddy Elliot here in Wesley Chapel. Mr. Elliot, what's up?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Hey, Captain, I'd like to address these concerns to the American people. You know, America, our Judeo-Christian values are being trampled upon. Wokeness has found its way in our churches because the leaders, the bishops of that church organization, top leaders are allowing radical and gays to preach. Young pastors preaching wokeness, quite different from what they learned during theology studies. Now, we have seen a deep dive in black-owned churches across America. Black populations used to be at 13.1%. It has taken a full point dive. Population in black men in America is 6%, and women is 6.1%. historic murders all around America. We have an organization called themselves Black Lives Matter, very open to Marxist, atheist, communists. That is their allegiance, to destroy the church, to turn our young people into Satan worshipers, to implode the black nuclear family, the father. America, these people on the left have been at this for years, to make American citizens last in line. There are a few pastors who are speaking out on Marxist socialism. Pastor Jeremiah from Turning Point USA, and Pentecostal black pastor from Philadelphia on YouTube, Geno Jennings. Check him out on YouTube. Articulate the evils of Marxism and wokeism. Football coach Tony Dungy and governor of Florida Ron DeSantis pledged to keep young men at the forefront to strengthen the black nuclear family. Thanks to Governor DeSantis for being a critical thinker. Thanks to Tony Dungy standing in the face of criticism from the left socialists. America, there's no time to stand idly by. We are taking our country back. We have a lot of damn work to do. Get busy. Thanks, Captain.
Yeah, we do have a lot of work to do, folks, and it's now or never. The more you dilly-dally around, the more you sit on your hands, the more you don't do anything, the worse it's going to be. You got to get involved. You've absolutely, positively got to get involved. Even if it's standing on the corner with an American flag, something, anything. Call up your congressman, call up your senators. I've had people say, it doesn't work, calm up doesn't mean anything. It does if you know how to go about doing it. It does if you know how to go about doing it. So there you go. All righty, let's go to the telephone line here. I think I got Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback here, do I?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, and housing is down, and rents are up, and insurances are up, and real estate, nobody can find a house to sell, so how are you doing?
Insurance, I was interviewing our insurance expert yesterday on the show, and he said another carrier bit the dust, so a lot of carriers are going out of business. And banks. Yeah, mm-hmm. Challenges there as well, and I wanted to thank your listeners. We have an uptick in calls lately, so greatly appreciate those that reach out and, you know, ask for our advice. I actually had to sit down last week with a gentleman in Tampa. He was looking at doing a reverse mortgage, and I was able to look at his appraisal, and the bank was very conservative on its value. I came in and
all right. Well, hold on, Brandon. I'm going to break, and we'll be right back with more with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And you're going to want to listen to what he has to say, because Brandon is spot on, and you've heard him on my program for a number of years now. And if you've got problems, he can answer. You get to get the answers for you, or get somebody that can answer it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic Lines and Decor. You know, you folks that are listening around the country, if you want to check somebody out and you've got blinds or shades or shutters and you don't get the right kind of answers where you're at, these people will mail you parts and pieces and whatnot. But Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas deal or two. And unlike the big box stores, folks, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And they're the best at what they do. The absolute best at what they do. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And by the way, you can go to their website, take a look at what they have to offer, and you can order stuff, and they'll send it right to you. Doesn't matter where you're at. How about that? Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again to call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, before I go back to Brandon Rimes, the Courtney Campbell Causeway is shut down still in both directions, just to the west of me over there by the boat ramp. If you're coming from Clearwater, you won't be able to go into Tampa. There's been a double fatal with a couple of extra serious injuries involved. People ejected from the car. It's not a pretty scene. And unfortunately, you won't be able to get through either direction. So that being said, if you're coming from the west to the east, don't make the mistake of getting out there. They're going to turn you around. You'll have to go back to the Mid-Bay Bridge and come back across over to Roosevelt. And same thing applies if you're going the other way. You'll have to get on the Howard Franklin Bridge to go over to Clearwater, unless you go north of everything. All right. There you go. That's for my local listeners. Okay. Brandon Rimes, your consumer quarterback's on the telephone line here. And what I've told people about you in the past, which I know holds steady, is it doesn't matter where they're from. If they need help and you can help them, you're going to help them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a nationwide network for some of the services we offer, especially for real estate through Keller Williams Realty, worldwide network. And we have a lot of connections in different places, and we can certainly guide them with the questions that they're looking for. And then locally, of course, hopefully here in the five or six counties surrounding us, we can definitely help in a lot more areas with direct help through real estate, credit, mortgage finance, estate and tax planning. There's lots of ways that we help people, and I was just telling a story before the break where we had one of the listeners reach out. We went and sat down with him and his wife. They were contemplating whether to do a reverse mortgage or sell their home and relocate, and the reverse mortgage company came in with a very low appraisal, a very conservative appraisal, because they're going to be lending the money on their home on a reverse mortgage, and I was able to show them that the property was actually valued for sale about $85,000 higher than the bank had for the reverse mortgage.
Now, one of the questions I'm getting, and I've seen this in my area, is roofs. People are coming around, it's that time of the year again, and they're doing roof inspections, and they're going, well, you need to have a new roof, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. Well, sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't. And there's a lot of shady characters that are doing roofing. How do you know who and what to look for?
Yeah, and so we've got home inspectors also that can help to get an idea. So I would say make sure you get a second opinion and don't just go with the first company that comes out. And a lot of times they're going to ask for a very hefty deposit. Some of these companies ask for, if they ask for a 50% deposit or even a 40% deposit, the chances are, they may not actually come back and finish the work. The companies I've worked with in the past, they're asking for maybe a 10% deposit, just something to show a little bit of commitment there. But you don't want the companies that are basing and financing their business on people's deposits, especially if it's after a storm, if it's after a hurricane or a storm. So, and then it gets into a situation also if you're dealing with insurance companies and claims and then public adjusters or not. So there's a lot, it gets complex there for the homeowner in many cases. So you just got to be diligent, be careful, and make sure you get a second opinion from a home inspector.
Well, I've had in the last month, I'd say three real estate agents park their car, walk the street, and knock on people's doors and ask them if they want to sell their homes.
Yes. Yep. But door knocking is popular. It's a way for people to generate leads through the real estate industry. And the inventory is just super low. And we've got, for example, one of our agents that has on her whiteboard, she has, I forgot how many millions exactly, but I think it was like $15 million or so. In business that she can't do because she has what we call buyer needs, buyer wants and needs. So a lot of times if that happens, they will literally walk the neighborhood and door knock to ask if anybody has thought of selling. And then sometimes you can set up that one-off showing and sell the house before it even hits the market. It's called a pocket listing.
Wow. Okay, well, I want to give you an opportunity. You've got about 30 seconds left to tell people how to get a hold of you and what you do.
Yeah, thanks for everybody that's reached out to our show, the Consumer Quarterback Show, and supported our local area business owners and our real estate business, Keller Williams Realty. So I'm Brandon Rimes. You can reach me at 813-917-1894 and 813-917-1894. You can call or text that line. and consumerqb.com is our website, consumerqb, like quarterback.com.
And I'll vouch for you and tell everybody that you'll do what you say you're going to do.
That's right. We're going to treat people right, treat them how we'd like to be treated, and we're going to treat you like family and do you right.
All right. You take care, Brandon.
Likewise, sir. Thank you.
And that's Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback, and consumerqb.com, the website. Check it out. And if you got a question, you know, even I don't care if you live in California, if you can't get an answer to the question, he certainly will do what he can to get the answer for you. And through his network of people around the country, people that he works with, they can find something for you somewhere. I'm sure that's what he was just talking about. Well, well, well. Who would have thought that we would have been talking about CNN and CNBC and MSNBC and all these fools that are out here? You know, CNN is going to hell in a handbasket. They went out and they hired Casey Hunt from NBC and Chris Wallace from Fox News to do their online CNN Plus streaming service. And they have less than 10,000 people that watch that every day. I have more people than that to come to my website to check out my website. That's embarrassing. That's got to be really embarrassing. And that goes along with the fact that CNN's cable news network has suffered a sharp decline in viewership last year, but it still rang up an average of some 773,000 total viewers a day. They're in trouble. And MSNBC's no better. They're no better. People have started to pick up on the fact that they can't trust or believe what they hear from these networks, especially those two, because you can't. You can't. You never know what on earth they're going to say and how off the wall it is. And Joy Reid, I call her Joyless Reid. Wow, there's a perfect example. All right. It's been another one of those great days in the neighborhood here to be around and be able to be talking to a lot of you. We appreciate the calls when you call us. And don't forget, Saturday, I will be down in Sarasota for an event down there. It's a Second Amendment and a First Amendment rally. We've had these before. This is rally number 3 for us. We had to skip one last year because we couldn't get together. But the year before we had one, and the year before... And you'll find that we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll have some great enthusiastic speakers that will be there, and you'll be able to talk to your neighbors and your friends and some new people that will be coming into the area. So there you go. That's Saturday, 10 to 1, at the Robarts Arena parking lots in Sarasota and Fruitville. All right. Everybody needs to have himself a really good time today. Enjoy the weather. Those of you that are still down here because of spring break, you got the perfect weather for it. And avoid the Courtney Campbell Causeway for a little while longer because it is shut down in both directions. All right, folks. See you tonight. God bless America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.